Chapter 3. When I'm 64, Ringo ties the knot.
Well, you know, we took a chance. We tried to keep it quiet and we tried to arrive here quiet, but we must have been spotted and that's the end of it, you know. So from now on, it's not really a honeymoon. It's just, we're just staying here. Well, John and George were great, you know. They were happy and congratulated us and everything. And they, in fact, went to the wedding. I don't know. I've no idea. As I said before, I don't think because I'm married, next week they'll all pop up and say we're getting married because Ringo is. As a whole, I don't think any great effect as much as that everyone will sort of say, well, we can't sort of like them anymore because Ringo's married, you know. I don't think I've got that image, you know. I don't think it'll bother them too much. Only in the flat I've already got in London. Up to now, then we have to move and get a house or something, but it'll be a while yet. In a club, if you don't mind a plug, the Ad Lib Club, you know, I sort of was thinking about it and I just sort of said, you know, will you marry me? And she said, yes, have another drink. And we did, and that was it.
I don't expect anything. I just love being married, you know, and I love my wife. And I just want her to be there all the time when I'm there, you know. And that, there's no one can say she can't do this and she can't do that. You know, if we want to go anywhere or do anything, you know, I'm the boss, we just do it. There's no one to tell us anything else now. It's marvellous, you know, because, you know, we both belong to each other, you know, and you can share everything, you know. It's a great thing being married. You know, I enjoy it. Well, I mean, I shouldn't sort of... I'm not an authority on it. I've only been married a month. But, you know, I enjoy it. I love it. It's something you can't explain, you know. It's only people who get married know this thing.
I don't know. I mean, if you love a girl, say you're a... You know, as we call it, Church of England Protestants, and the girls are Catholic. As long as you love the girl and she loves you, the only thing is that the families get onto you. You're quite happy with the girl, and then her family will start sort of picking on her, saying, well, what are the children going to be, or what religion is he going to change for you? And then your family will say, you'll never have any luck because you're marrying a Catholic and all that. But if you were just left alone, I think there'd be a lot more mixed marriages.